Good morning, guys. Welcome to another episode of What's Buzzing with Ambi. I want to touch a topic about self-augmentation, meaning all these surgeries that everyone is getting to look like everyone else. No one looks different anymore. You walk down the street, all you see is a big ass, small waist, big titties. It's the same shit for everybody. No one looks apart from anyone else. Whatever happened to wanting to be different, wanting to look different from other people? I think my family, my mom, my grandma, my great-grandmother, all of them for blessing me with what I have. I was always big boned at the bottom. I've always been bottom heavy and small at the top. Yeah, I have a little stomach or whatever. Yeah, I've even talked about going to have the surgery to get it done. But when I think about it, it's like, what the fuck do I want to look like everybody else for? At the end of the day, everyone looks the same. Everyone. It's no one looks different. Okay, yeah, your hair might be different. You know, you might do your makeup a little different. You might dress a little different. Whatever the case may be. But when you take those clothes off, your body is shaped just like the next woman's body is shaped. Everybody wants these big titties, big asses, and small waist. They pay all this money to do this stuff. And they don't think of the complications of what these things can cause. Back in January, K. Michelle got some things done because all those butt shots she got, the silicone started leaking through her body. She was unable to produce a baby, you know, have kids. She was going through a lot of health issues. You know, she was unable to perform because she was, you know, passing out and getting rushed to the ER. All types of crazy things were going on. And I've been following this woman before she even got her teeth done, titties, anything, when she was a skinny bitty mitten thing. I've been following her because her music has always been good to me, regardless. I've been following her. And I mean, I've watched her go from being skinny, teeth being messed up, to her teeth being perfect, to her getting a big butt. Big, you know, not really, she didn't really get big titties, but she did get a little, you know, work done. But she got her, you know, butt and her hips and stuff done. And then, you know, I watched that happen. Then I watched her mess around and get the stuff done to her face. I've watched a lot of women that, you know, I've grew up on their music do that. Look at Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was beautiful. Beautiful as she was. She was little. No, she didn't have a little, no titties. She didn't have no butt or anything, but she was cute. I'm all for it, ladies. Get your butt done. You want to get that, get it done. You know, whatever you want to do that makes you happy, do it. And you know, she did all of that. Then that just wasn't enough. She had to go messing with her face. Now look at her. And I mean, she's still beautiful to me, but it's just that we go the extra mile for what? What are we going the extra mile for? I live in Yonkers, you know, I'm from Mount Vernon, whatever, and all over the place, a lot of these women are getting their bodies done to what? Be in somebody's bar, selling bottles, or just to be dealing with the same type of niggas that they was dealing with before, or to feel like they have one up on the next bitch. Like, to me, it's childish and it's crazy. I mean, these women have to do better. Like, I mean, come on. And they'll say like, oh, I'm so fucking confident. No, you're really not confident. Because if you were confident, you wouldn't have had to do all of that. I watched women go from taking zero pics to now they can't stay the fuck out the camera because their body is done. One thing about me, I'm a selfie queen. I take pictures regardless because that's just me. I'm happy with what I'm blessed with. Some are not, but I'm very happy with what I'm blessed with. But I've watched some women sit here and go from being insecure where they not even posting a picture of themselves till now you can't get them off the fucking, you can't stop them from Insta stories, Snapchat, anything that's going on a social media where they can take a picture and post it, you can't keep them off of it. I'm not a hater. I'm just saying, ladies, just be more in tune with yourself. You know, like we think we could go around saying that you're confident now because you paid for that confidence. Where was your confidence before that? You didn't have any. You were insecure. You know, yeah, you might have still dressed and did whatever you did, but you were insecure and you probably figured people didn't want you, or maybe the type of guy that you wanted at the time didn't want you because you weren't the type of woman that he wanted. Let me tell you something. these niggas are out here are fucking fat bitches. So while y'all chicks out here getting all this work and augmentation done, half of these niggas is out here fucking bitches that ain't got no ass, no titties, or they fat and sloppy and all over the place. So if that's what you're doing it for, to please a nigga, just don't even bother. Because these niggas are fucking anything that got two legs and walking, smiling, talking, or whatever the hell is going on. So, I mean, just, you know, when you're doing these surgeries and stuff, I mean, to get back on a serious note, when you're doing these surgeries and stuff, just look into the dangers behind them. I know people that went and got surgeries who, guess what? They didn't have the money to get, if they needed extra stuff done or needed a blood transfusion, if people wasn't there to help them pay for it, or if they didn't have the extra money to pay for it, they wouldn't have got it. They would have died. So these people don't really, you think about it, these people really don't care about you. All they care about is your money. They really don't care about you. You can have other things going on that could prevent them from doing the surgery, but they won't tell you that. They'll just take your money and still do the surgery anyway and let you deal with the consequences when you go home. Look how many times we done read, picked up a newspaper and read that some young girl that went over to DR, that got her body done and that came back, is done. Even Miami too, because you think, you know, you're thinking, cold, because we're in the States, we're even safer. No, it's even happened in Miami too. Where a woman went and got surgery done, was home for a couple of days or whatever, so have you, and she died. Like, it's so much stuff that's going on. Like, really think about, is it really worth all of that? Like, what are you getting from it? I mean, yeah, you know, you're doing it for yourself. If you're really doing it for yourself, allegedly. You're doing it for yourself, but what are you getting from it? Why are you doing it? Why? Are you not, I mean, you were born with what you were born with. Yeah, I know people might say, oh, and you could talk that because, you know, you were blessed, you have a big butt, and this, that, and the third. So what? You know, I hate, I'm going to tell you something about having a fat ass. And I'm going to tell you, it's not fat like, you know, I'm fat. It's fat because it's hard buying jeans. You understand? Like, I go to stores, I can't fit certain things because of my ass and my hips. Whereas, if I was smaller, I could probably fit into those things. That's my problem. That's what I hate about, it's good. Yeah, whatever the case may be, it may look good. But trust me, it ain't all that it's cracked out to be. Because when it's time to go shopping for a pair of jeans, and trust me, and I love me a good pair of jeans. I don't like nobody's cheap jeans or jeggings or none of that other shit. I love me a good pair of jeans while I'm paying $100 or better for jeans. I love them. And I can't do that no more because guess what? All this hips and all this ass. And I can lose weight or whatever, and I still might not be able to fit because of my hips and my ass, I may not be able to fit a certain type of pants. So, ladies, listen. Do what you do to make yourself happy. But just think in the long run of all that stuff. Because when you get older, what's going to happen to all that shit? I would love to see an older woman. And, you know, I'm going to Google it today. An older woman who had her breasts done, who had her ass and her hips done. And I want to see how she looks now. That got all this stuff done when she was younger. And I want to see how she looks now. How does she keep up with it now? Because a lot of women, y'all think because, oh, I got my stomach done, you know, this, that, and the third. Y'all don't have to go to the gym. You still have to maintain it. Sweetheart, you still have to maintain it. So running around here because you got a fat ass and big teeth and a big stomach, knowing you just had surgery maybe a couple of months, maybe 2 years ago, you had surgery for your stomach, but now your stomach is all big. Like, it defeats the purpose. Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know, me personally, I'm good just the way I am. You know, I've thought about going to get that surgery and getting this stomach done and, you know, getting it cut and snipped and all types of shit. But at the end of the day, I get no complaints. I love it. He loves it. And that's it. So my thing to you ladies is, you know, just think about these things before you do them. And make sure you already have the confidence. Don't pay for confidence. Because majority of women, 90% of them are paying for confidence. You know, and I mean it saying, and I'm not saying like actually paying for confidence, but let's think about it. Before you got your body done, was you posting all those pictures? Were you taking all those selfies? Was you doing all that crazy stuff that you do? No. But right after you got the surgery, what are you doing now? You're taking selfies. You're doing little videos, little this, little that. So in all actuality, boo, you're paying for confidence. So on a positive note, I'm going to say this. Ladies, do what you do to make you happy, but just make sure that you are happy before all of this. Because 9 times out of 10, you women are still insecure with the surgery. But that's another episode of What's Buzzing with Ann B. Talk to you soon. Have a blessed day and enjoy this beautiful Saturday and Sunday, Saturday weather and Friday weather. 80 today and 76 tomorrow. And then we're dropping right back down to 43 on Sunday. Have a blessed weekend, guys. Talk to you soon.